Simon & Schuster presents The Marvelous Granny Jinx and Me, Animal Magic, by Serena Holly, read by Deborah Michaels. Chapter 1.
You're almost there, Jada, my gem. Just crawl along that branch a little bit further.
Jada Jinx gripped the tree trunk for support and stared down at her grandmother on the grass below. Granny Jinx was squinting up at the tree while Jada tried to reach the little black cat at the end of the branch. Jada made another grab for Luna and sighed as the cat danced away from her. Typical Luna, she thought to herself. She always picks the worst moments to get into mischief. Jada hoped she could get Granny Jinx's cat down in time to make it to the Dalton Green Magic Society meeting, even if they were a bit late. Today there was going to be a VIP guest, and Jada couldn't wait to meet her. But Luna had other plans. She'd scampered up the tree, no problem, but now couldn't or wouldn't get down. She nestled her furry body closer to the branch and let out a distinctly dog-like growl.
"Come here, Luna," Jada tried, stepping onto the branch. "Come on, girl."
She was doing her best to sound friendly, but right now Jada was up in a tree higher than she'd ever climbed before, and it was more than a little scary. Jada shimmied along a bit further, sweat gathering on her brow, and slowly reached out a hand towards Luna. She felt the cat's soft, dark fur beneath her fingertips.
"Victory! I've got her!" Jada called in triumph. "Get in position, Granny!"
Granny Jinx quickly held out her billowing red skirt like a circus performer's net, ready to catch the wayward kitty. Jada gave Luna a gentle nudge, so she would tumble softly out of the tree and gently down into Granny Jinx's makeshift cat catcher. But just then, Luna let out a nonchalant meow bark and casually trotted over Jada and along the tree's trunk, clinging to it with her claws as she climbed down. She sauntered over to her owner on the grass. Granny Jinx let her skirt fall and scratched the cat's fuzzy little head enthusiastically as she purred.
Jada let out a pufft and shook her head. "Oh no, you two enjoy yourselves. Don't mind me."
Granny Jinx grinned at her as she scooped Luna up and dropped her into her special cat bag.
"Well done, my gem. Do you want me to catch you in my skirts instead?" she asked with a chuckle.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?